Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am the home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Creative Home. Again, my name is Kasia, and today I'm going to tell you a little staging story from one of my many staging projects. This one was actually about a vacant home, and it was flipped by a real estate investor, and he basically got it all gussied up, basically refinished the flooring, basically redid the kitchen. It looked really nice. It had some great cabinets in there and flooring, upgraded a bunch of things, the bathrooms, gave everything a fresh coat of paint, worked on the outside. So it was looking really good. So the part that, you know, he asked me to come in through was to talk about, you know, how to stage it and what we can do to get it ready to sell, because he was flipping the house. So I had brought in rental furniture, and we talked about how we can, you know, what colors, what rooms we needed to stage, and things like that. So that's what we discussed and came up with several rooms that needed to be staged. And so then we went through, and it was a family room, a living room, the kitchen, the master bedroom, and the bathrooms, basically. So we went through and got all the furniture in there, got the accessories that we needed, hung up wall art, and it was looking fantastic. And he had an offer come in about, I want to say, 2 weeks after I had staged it, and he got all the pictures online and everything, which was, I felt so happy for him. I was so excited to hear that he got everything that he wanted, got the offer. But I told him, just hold on. I know you're anxious to get the rental furniture out, but just wait a little bit. And unfortunately for him, the offer fell through. I want to say like a couple of days later or a week later, he was told, you know what, they're not interested after all. And they found a different house that they wanted. So I was like, oh, I knew he was crushed. But I'm really glad that I told him, just hold on the rental furniture, because what would have happened is he would have had to pay for another delivery for the rental furniture to come back, sign another contract. But here he was only 2 weeks into the contract, and it paid off for him. He did eventually get another offer, I want to say another 2 weeks later, and got it sold, and I was so happy for him. But that's one of the things that I want to, you know, bring up to you. If you do have rental furniture because you have a vacant home and you're trying to get it staged, that's one of the things to think about. A lot of times rental companies may only allow you to rent furniture for a minimum of 1 month, sometimes a minimum of 2 months. So keep that in mind when you are renting furniture, that there can be a minimum. And the longer you keep the furniture, the more of a discount you get. So if you rent furniture for 3 months, then yeah, you get more of a discount. But who wants to have that, you know, furniture renting? So say it's like, you know, $1,500, you know, $2,000 a month times 3 months. Yeah, that can get expensive. That's why I prefer to reuse what the homeowner has, but I understand sometimes we can't go that route, and that's perfectly fine. But do keep in mind, when you do bring in rental furniture, how long are you allowed to keep the furniture? How long? What's the minimum? They charge you more for a lesser amount of time. So if you say you just want it for a month because they don't do by the week, then yeah, there'll be a premium on those items, just so you know. So definitely keep that in mind when you are staging homes to do that. Some places will also not rent out things like bed sheets or throw pillows or blankets. Those are the, you know, the things that kind of finish up the place. They may, depending on the location, depending on the company, they may have artwork, but they may not have little plants or things to put on the nightstands, or, you know, just nice decor just to kind of make, give it the finishing touches that you need. So yes, while the furniture is nice to have in there, it's just nice to have that done for the place, right? So the pictures look nice. Otherwise, it's just kind of like, you know, you're walking into a store that doesn't have those, you know, those nice touches. Now, some stores actually, when you walk into, you know, a furniture store, will have lamps picked out and something on the coffee table. You'll see those things, right? But they don't come with the rental furniture. Those pieces don't, unless you, you know, sweet talk the owner into something. You don't get those. So either you have to provide those things, or buy them, borrow them from friends if you need to when you're, you know, staging a vacant home. Sometimes that's a bit better if you have something that, you know, friends can loan you. Hey, I just need some candles. Hey, I just need some plants, you know, just to kind of give it some, you know, nice finishing touches for when staging a home. So I wanted to leave you with that story so that keep that in mind. If you are going to be selling your home this spring, that is something to keep in mind with rental furniture, and to make sure that just because you get your first offer doesn't mean you need to get rid of it right away. So don't feel that you need to compel to do that. There's some time that's needed. You know, the home inspection, have to go through that. That can take some time. So it's good to keep the furniture in place, and, you know, keep it where it needs to be so that you don't have to, you know, scramble again and get the furniture again because you have to get the pictures done or re-show the house, right? So if you do need help with staging your house, I do offer a staging snapshot. If you go to bluediamondstaginganddesign.com/staging snapshot, you can get some staging advice for just one room if you need help with one room. Or I do offer full home consultations all online. So I don't come into your home. We just do everything online. And we go from there and help you get your house sold faster. Hope you guys have a great day.